Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our programming to bring you good news. Our reporter at the Kennedy Mine informs us when the night rescue team came to the surface this morning, several men declared that when two signal blasts were fired on the 3,700-foot level, they are positive they were answered by five distinct explosions coming from the depths of the Argonaut. The miners declared that the sounds could not have been caused by falling rocks, as it would be impossible to hear sounds through the thick walls of stone that separate the two mines. All Jackson is rejoicing over the report, for a feeling of certainty that the imprisoned men still live now exists. For more on this story of hope, we switch to our reporter on Main Street in Jackson.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm standing just inside the doors of the Louvre Cafe in downtown Jackson. They say the doors here have never been locked, and judging by the crowd here now, I'd venture to guess the doors have never so much as been closed. All is jubilant as Jackson celebrates the fact that the miners might still be alive. Excuse me, gentlemen, what do you think?
I hope it's true, but by God, those men wouldn't be trapped today if those rich guys on the hill would have stopped feuding.
So, keep your trap shut. V.S. Garbarini does a lot for our town, mister. He kept the mine open and the men working in bad times. It's not right to badmouth him now.
Don't tell me to shut up, Radko. I'll say what I want. Old V.S. won't let no pictures be taken up there. He won't tell us what the condition of the mine is in, and he won't tell us what he's doing. You know what he said? He said it was mine business, not town business, and we could all go to hell. Now I'm going to finish my drink and put a couple of bucks on Lucky Seven for the boys down under.
As you can hear, ladies and gentlemen, tempers, emotions are stretched to the limit on this eighth day of waiting. Talking to you from the Louvre Cafe in downtown Jackson, this is Cedric Clute returning you to our studio.